The goal of U.S. military's new Africa-wide command is to better protect America's strategic interests in Africa and assist African countries with military training and conflict prevention. But a great number of African countries, including Libya and South Africa, have expressed a concern over Africa's move to the continent. Many have expressed reservations that the move could signal an expansion of U.S. influence on the continent and may focus primarily on protecting oil interests. While Nigeria has been among the most vocal of critics, this is the first time that Africa's most populous nation and a top source of U.S. oil import has come out publicly against the plan. On Monday, Nigerian President Umaru Yar'Adua said he is also opposed to the U.S. command establishing a presence elsewhere in West Africa. Peter Egon, a senior research fellow at the Nigerian Institute for International Affairs, said the United States is primarily expanding its military presence in Africa to protect its interests in the region's oil resource. He says the time has come for the United States to deepen ties with Africa.
America doesn't have to come to Africa to defend her interests. America needs to have willing partners, cooperative partners, to defend American interests in Africa.
Africa currently operates out of existing U.S. bases on the continent with the headquarters in Stuttgart, Germany. Liberia, settled by freed American slaves in the 1800s, is the only African nation that has publicly offered to host the headquarters. Gilbert Castor for VOA News, Abuja.